one must be for both the Israelis and the Palestinians at the same time. It is a short-term fiction to believe otherwise, but most people do. So the work of the Telos group is very difficult, even as it is very important, because for the most part, for complex historical, sociological, political, and theological reasons, neither the church nor the world wants to believe that thesis. For Tolstoy's men on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, it was in seeing that the one understood the meaning of his journey, just as it was in not seeing that the other missed the meaning of his journey. Central to the Telos group's mission is the conviction that it is in seeing what is going on that people will begin to understand the realities of the situation and begin to see themselves as responsible, willing to care about justice for all, not justice for just us. Their strategy is formed by a profound incarnational commitment. They invite leaders of various communities to come with them to Israel to see places of importance to both the Israeli community and the Palestinian community, and to meet key spokesmen for both. Almost no one else does this kind of hard work, as it is obviously easier to choose one story over against the other. One visit may be comprised of a group of Catholic bishops from around the world, another a group of Latino or African-American leaders, still another a small group of business leaders from the Aspen Institute, and yet another a group of young evangelicals. But each time there is a disciplined commitment to giving flesh to their words, showing that the hopes and fears of all the years are only addressed when both histories are honored, when both futures are guarded. And it is no surprise that when people see and hear, meeting real people with real lives, that a transformation often takes place. Relationship, revelation, responsibility. When we learn like that, we begin to see ourselves as implicated. Ideas have to become life. My friends know that I am a great lover of books, perhaps too much so. But